there. This is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. We're here at that conference around the campfire.
Yes, we are.
I see this gentleman in the office almost every day, and we awkwardly say hi. It's pretty fantastic. We should like do the awkward high five in the office.
You can do that, yeah, you know, so.
Awkward! Awkward! So, Chris Reisner, tell us what you do, bud.
So I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. I focus primarily on open source software and some academic stuff, mostly tied into it with cloud and just how Microsoft technology can kind of be used everywhere and how you can use kind of all technology with Microsoft.
Yeah, we don't care what kind of bits you put up as long as you put them on Azure.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, totally.
And Azure's fantastic. I love Azure myself. So tell us what you're talking about at this conference or that conference.
Yeah, so at that conference, I actually delivered a session talking about ASP.NET and how you can run that on Linux and OS X, which is something relatively new.
Is it? Yes. So tell us a little bit more about that. What are some points that you bring up?
Okay, so yeah, so essentially a lot of this came apart about with the some of the open source stuff Microsoft's been doing with .NET. So last year we announced the .NET Foundation and we started putting in core pieces of .NET framework into that, so actually open sourcing the .NET framework. And part of that was the desire to kind of move away from just everything being this monolithic install of the .NET framework to have something more smaller, modular, and portable.
Right.
And that's what's the .NET Core. And essentially what we've done is it's still beta, we're still working on it, but we're building out the .NET Core so that you can run .NET on top of Windows, of course, but also OS X and Linux. And included in that is going to be the ability to run ASP.NET 5 on those platforms. So essentially what you can do now is, again, it's all beta, but you can create a ASP.NET 5 preview project, and there's templates in Visual Studio, and then there's tooling, command line tooling for OS X and for Linux.
Right.
It lets you create these projects, and then we created a web server called Kestrel that's open source, and it's built off libuv, which so the same thing that Node is built off of. And you can run ASP.NET websites on Linux and OS X using that Kestrel web server.
Is it hard to do, though? How easy is it to actually do or get started
with? It's actually remarkably easy. So, you know, let's talk about OS X and Linux because that's kind of, you know, the focus here.
Sure.
And essentially all you need to do is install some, you know, run some command line stuff to install a few packages. So specifically if you're doing an install for OS X, we've got a very easy three-step homebrew. So homebrew is a package manager for OS X. Once you have that installed, which many people, especially developers, use, you do a quick install of ASP.NET DNX, and then you install a .NET version manager so you can get upgraded versions of the .NET execution as we release them. And then from there, there's also command line tooling to generate a project since we don't have like a Visual Studio temp project wizard there.
Right.
But that's another, you know, a single line of command line script, and then you have an ASP.NET project. It's all, you can get started and have an ASP.NET app running on both OS X or Linux in, you know, maybe 10 minutes most. And then from there, it's very repeatable, you know, very quickly.
And that's without having anything a priori. You can just totally get up and running 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. You could take a fresh MacBook, a fresh installation of Linux, and you could have that running within just a few minutes.
That's awesome. So tell us about the editing experience now that you've built it. Now that you've got these three tools on there, you've started a new project. Do we help with editing?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question because one of the nice things about this is you don't have to use any specific editor. It's not like there's some, you know, very specific editor that, you know, you will only work on OS and Linux and you have to use that. You can use anything you want. So if you're a Sublime user, you can use that. If you're Emacs, you can use that, etc. However, we've also made it easier by releasing an application called Visual Studio Code. This isn't Visual, you know, the full-blown Visual Studio. It's a code editor with some additional function you built on top of that. So very easily you can open up, you know, that ASP.NET template project you create from the command line in Visual Studio Code, and you get syntax highlighting, you're able to refactor, you can jump around and look at references and stuff like that. So we have, you know, released a tool to make it easier to edit your projects and, you know, understand how it's working. But again, you can use anything you want.
The beauty for me of Visual Studio has always been pressing dot and then like not having to remember everything.
Absolutely.
Visual Studio Code brings that as well.
Yes, it does. And not just for the C# here, a lot of different languages. So if you're combining different things, you know, if you're doing Node, if you're doing JavaScript, if you're doing C#, it will handle all that.
So now that we've got something building on a Mac, talk about the deployment strategy.
Right, so that's really interesting, and you know, it's funny to talk about it because we say, here's how you can run ASP.NET on, you know, Linux and Mac. And in reality, we're really talking about Linux because when you deploy an application, a web application, chances are pretty good
you're not standing up a Mac box.
Exactly, you know, you're probably not running, you know, a server farm of 50 of those cylinder Mac Pros. No. I mean, if you can, that's
good for you.
And good for your checkbook too.
I'll be your janitor one day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But realistically, you know, you're going to deploy to a Windows server, you're going to deploy to Linux. And as far as that goes, it's very, very simple. When you build out one of these ASP.NET 5 projects, you're actually compiling it against different frameworks. So ASP.NET 4.5, 4.5.1, as well as .NET Core 5.0. And so when you build it, it's actually building it so that it has the assemblies to run wherever you deploy it. And essentially, it's as easy as copying those deployables. So doing an X copy to a Linux server, doing a deploy into a Docker container. It's really very easy, and we don't have anything like a right-click publish wizard to deploy to a Linux box. But we do actually have that capability with Docker. So from Visual Studio, if you create one of these projects, you can right-click publish, and then you can either create a brand new VM running Docker, or point to an existing Docker machine, you know, the Docker extension, deploy right into it. So we are making it really easy to deploy using Docker tooling as well.
That's awesome. So you can compile these, do you have to recompile them when you put them on Linux? Say you're working on a Windows box.
Yep.
How do you put them on Linux? You just put the files there, do you compile, how does it work?
So that's the great thing, because when you do compile, you can actually set it up, and by default, the project templates are set to compile against different versions of the framework. So that .NET 4.5.1 that would be running and installed on a Windows box, it's going to compile a version for that. It's also going to compile a version for .NET Core 5.0, which is what you'd be running on those boxes.
You just drop those assemblies in?
Exactly, and what's really cool about that, and that's one of the great things about where we're going with .NET, is it's no longer that monolithic install. You can essentially deploy the version of the runtime with your application. What's great there is, you know, let's say you want to start using .NET 5, but you don't want this, you know, oftentimes we'll see people that they don't want to upgrade all the applications running on a box to a new version of .NET, and until they have time, maybe they never have time, so, well, that means that you can't deploy an application to that box with a new version of .NET.
Yeah, because it was installed globally as a framework.
Exactly. So with this new approach, though, there's a new version of .NET, you want to take advantage of it, well, fine, deploy that version of the runtime with that application, and there's no conflicts with other applications running based off other versions of .NET.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, absolutely. And that makes it really super easy when you do want to deploy to Linux.
Well, this is good stuff. Where can people go to find out more about what we've talked about?
Great. So there's a few different resources that people want to check out. The first is going to be code.visualstudio.com.
Of course.
That's going to be specific to Visual Studio Code, but what's great about that is the documentation also outlines the steps to get started, you know, what you need to install, especially the command line tooling uses something called Yeoman to scaffold out your projects on OS X and Linux. The documentation there will walk you through that whole process. The other place is going to be github.com/ASP.NET/home. That's the homepage for ASP.NET on GitHub, all the open source components, and that's also going to guide you through the process, as well as if you want to actually compile things yourself. So those two resources are really pointing towards everything you need in order to get set up and start building your applications on those platforms.
Well, this is awesome, Chris. Thanks for spending some time with me.
Absolutely.
And we'll awkwardly high-five or fist bump or something
Absolutely.
In the halls of Building 9 when we're back in Redmond. Again, we're here at that conference in Wisconsin Dells having a little fireside chat with Chris Reisner.
Yes.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.